My name is Milio and I'm here with B Radio presenting at the How to Make Friends DIY Festival. It's called Nothing Feels Good and I'm here with Luke from Brute Alligators, actually running the festival today.
I am, yeah, for my sins.
And I have to say, it's gone very, very well.
It's been going very, very well. I'm very, very happy.
So, how was your set?
Great, chaotic, but amazing. Yeah, had so much fun. It was amazing.
Amazing. It sounded so good. I popped in. It was so, so good. The vibes were amazing.
Vibes were at a top. It was good.
We had a wall of death.
There was a wall of death. I mean, a wall of death in any gig makes it a better gig.
So amazing. I wanted to ask, actually, this is something that I've always been interested in. Do you think that comparisons to Australian bands are lazy or like... with, as long as they're a good Australian band.
Totally fine. As long as it's not one of the many, many, many cancelled bands in Australia, yeah. It's fine.
The bar's low.
To be fair, for years we compared ourselves to all of the Australian emo, fifth wave emo, post, I don't know what we are. But
I think it's quite impressive, actually, because so many vocalists decide to opt not to sing in their natural state, so I think it's actually quite admirable.
I love a good accent singing. If anything, I probably amp up my Australian accent. Now I'm sounding quite British, but
you're all good. So how would you describe your sound?
We always said, when we first started, we said post-youth, which is just because we're old. But now, I don't know, indie punk, I'd say. Indie punk with inflections of emo, but it's very hard. We're shouty. That's it.
What would you say are your biggest musical influences?
How long have you got?
As long as you need.
I think for us, we definitely do. There's a lot of Australian bands like June Rats and Violent Soho. And Camp Cope even, but for us especially, pop into all of that new wave of emo just really influenced us. But at the same time, we hark back to a lot of the older stuff as well. Yeah. Jimmy Eat World, still Death Cab for Cutie, still big influences on us, even if we don't sound like them. So.
Slightly deeper question: why do you make music? What inspired you to start making music?
I mean, I've been in various bands since I was a teenager, and it's always been a big outlet, I suppose. It's especially when I've been the vocalist. It's a way to just get stuff out and to, express emotion in a way that feels constructive. And that's just the beauty of emo, right? It's just all expressing emotion. So I suppose that's the big thing. And I suppose at the moment, especially we feel like we've got some kind of message to put out as well, especially around the whole queer identity and, finding yourself and being comfortable with who you are as a person.
Yeah. So. And speaking of that, on stage, you're very sort of vocal about the songs, the meaning behind your songs,
yes.
And using them as an outlet to find meaning behind searching for what queer identity is, that struggle. What advice would you give to people listening or anybody that is struggling with that at the moment?
I mean, just own your own truth. It's just feel comfortable in who you are. I went through a lot of struggle. I'm as I said, quite old. And I went through a lot of struggle throughout the years of not being comfortable in who I was because people were kind of trying to push it down and saying, oh, that's not you because you're in a heterosexual relationship. How can you be queer? And as I said, it's owning who you are and what your truth is.
Yeah.
And I think that is a big piece of advice I'd give. It just feel comfortable with what you feel and don't let other people damp your light. Be out there and be happy with what you are.
That's beautiful, thank you. And I think that's definitely something that I hear a lot of people struggle with, is being in a heterosexual relationship and thinking that you're not valid in having,
queer erasure, bi erasure. I mean, a lot of that erasure is really big. It's and it is. You just need to... I think that's one of the great things about this community is that they are very accepting. And to be fair, nobody cares. They just want to embrace you for who you are. And that is the important thing. Just realize that you're probably your own biggest blocker for a lot of that stuff.
Exactly.
I think that's... Yeah, it's... And, yeah, I mean, bi erasure, yeah, no. Screw that.
So, as we said, you're running the festival today.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit more about How to Make Friends and how that came about and your involvement in it?
Yeah, sure. So I so it's a collective of amazing people. We basically started as a Discord community, and we all were just in bands and trying to figure stuff out. And we realized, oh, we don't need the normal scaffolding that exists. It's like, let's just do it ourselves. And so I love it because it's like, it is very much a collective. And so it is very much whoever wants to do something, just run ahead and do it. And it, I mean, yeah, it was kind of like out of necessity for a lot of us, but it was also like, let's just like try and do it ourselves. And today has been a great example. Like, we basically sold out a big venue in London, and we did it all through the power of like not having to pander to any of the big powers. Yeah. It was just like, let's just do something and make something fun and make something inclusive and make something a safe space and just do it.
Yeah.
And everyone turned up. And that is like, that is great. It shows the real power of community. Yeah. When you like believe in something like that, like it can just kind of grow legs and yeah. run away, which is awesome.
It's a full house, and it's been a full house all day.
It's great. It's yeah.
It's so good. So you've got a song called What's Next. Very, very catchy. What's next for Brute Alligators?
So we are recording at the moment. What's Next was the first song that we recorded. Very apt. trying to figure out what we're doing next.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we are recording at the moment and trying to basically figure out what the shape of what we're going to release next is. So hopefully next year, I reckon, we'll probably release something. But we'll be playing shows between now and then, definitely.
So where can people find you on social media, music platforms?
It's the beauty of having a name that nobody else has had. So we're Brute Alligators everywhere. So if you want to find us on Instagram, on Twitter, it's called X now, I suppose. Or you can find us on Bandcamp, brutealligators.bandcamp.com.
So. Amazing. Luke, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.